Everyone was finally on the side of the angels and the poor. While South Jersey Democratic power broker George Norcross said he was protecting neglected, poverty-stricken Camden, Governor Phil Murphy said he was tackling hunger. As we move forward, we will do so together, Murphy said this morning in Middlesex, aligning himself with Speaker Craig Coughlin, D19, in front of a placard on a podium that read, "Fighting Hunger Together." The right use of food can end hunger, said the governor, quoting a chef. Let's take that mentality to our communities. He introduced Coughlin, part of the legislative leadership structure opposed to the governor. But everyone was nobly opposed to ending hunger. In this wealthy state, too many people go to bed hungry every night, said the speaker, with an affirming governor standing steadily behind him, along with State Senator M. Teresa Ruiz, D29, Assemblyman Wayne D'Angelo, D14, and Assemblywoman Linda Carter, D22. Ruiz is part of the political apparatus trying to oust Murphy's state party chair. Murphy's ally, Essex Freeholder President Brendan Gill, is at odds with Essex County Executive Joe DiVincenzo, for whom Ruiz works as Deputy Chief of Staff. But today, hunger knows no stripes, Coughlin instructed. It doesn't know political stripes. The world can change in a minute, leaving people in a terrible place. Was it a veiled commentary on the absolutely ravaged political condition of everyone's supposedly favored Big Tent party? It didn't seem to be. I'm honored to bring up Senator Teresa Ruiz, Murphy said. Only he can pull that look off, said a friendly Ruiz, referring to what she described as the coolness of the governor, who wears sneakers on the trail. D'Angelo made sure to credit Coughlin for the 4 resolutions and 6 bills. My leader, the assemblyman said,